voters are already having some trouble casting their ballots. NBC's Mark Potter is live in Stuart on Florida's East Coast. Mark, what's the story there?
Well, hi, Lester. There have been a few problems, but nothing really serious. That according to both the state and party poll watchers. A handful of polls around the state opened late today, but they did open. On Key Biscayne near Miami, there was a power outage affecting one of the polling places, but the machines themselves were on generator. They had backup power, so they were able to keep voting there. Probably the most serious problem reported so far was in Deerfield Beach near Fort Lauderdale. There, about a dozen machines at a couple of precincts had to be replaced because of calibration problems. Voters there had to wait in line, and over time, some of them became quite frustrated.
The gentleman at the front desk told me that I'm not allowed, if I'm with A23, that I'm not allowed to vote, so I might as well turn around and go home or sit there and watch him drink his coffee.
I was told I should have voted early. Pretty much it's my own fault. I can't vote as an American.
Don't even bother coming in. You can't vote. And I said, why not? And he said, because the machines are down. And I said, okay, when are they going to be up? Because how the hell am I supposed to know?
Now, most importantly, state officials say that they have no reports yet of fraud or intimidation. There are vote monitors out in key precincts watching for this sort of thing. Again, no reports of that. The state is saying that it's expecting a voter turnout statewide to be about 35% to 40%, but some counties in this midterm election are saying it will be much higher than that. They're saying over 50% in some areas. About 800,000 Floridians have already voted early this year. That's not even counting the absentee voters. And so the hope is that the lines at a lot of the voting precincts around the state will be a bit shorter this year. Back to you, Lester.
All right, Mark Potter, thanks very much. Coming up, we're going to talk more about voting problems.